This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKeon. Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon have said that more than 1,500 square miles have burned in recent days, nearly double the size of a typical year in an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to the Oregon governor, Kate Brown. There are more than two dozen deaths from the fires in California, Oregon, and Washington state, and that figure is expected to rise sharply. Most of the fatalities have been in California and Oregon. Newly formed Tropical Storm Sally has now become better organized amid forecasts it would reach hurricane strength before it strikes the northern U.S. Gulf Coast earlier in this week. Meteorologists say the earliest 18th named storm on record in an Atlantic tropical season formed Saturday off South Florida. They say it could become a hurricane by Monday. Metropolitan New Orleans and a stretch of Gulf Coast from Grand Isle, Louisiana, to the Alabama-Florida line are under a hurricane watch. Late Saturday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, and some mandatory evacuation orders were being announced for South Louisiana areas outside levee protection. Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighter jets early Sunday attacked barracks and military sites of the armed Houthi movement in Yemeni's capital. And the coalition also destroyed four Houthi drones at Al Delmi Air Base near the capital. There was no immediate official confirmation from the coalition, which launched airstrikes on two sites. Those strikes followed a Houthi claim it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, on Thursday. This is VOA News. Oxford University says that trials of coronavirus vaccine that it is developing for pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will resume days after being paused due to a reported side effect in a patient in the UK. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
In a statement, the university says in large trials such as this, it's expected that some participants will become unwell and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It said that globally some 18,000 people have received the vaccine as part of the trial. An AstraZeneca spokesman said earlier this week that a woman had developed severe neurological symptoms that prompted the pause in testing. Zaria Shackley, London.
And there are more than 918,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.6 million infections. Most of the deaths and infections are in the United States. And coronavirus infections in the Dakotas have been growing faster than anywhere else in the nation over the last 2 weeks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton Sunday defended the government's right to intelligence raids to prevent foreign interference after China condemned searches on the homes of its journalists working in Australia. Dutton declined to directly confirm that the Chinese journalists were questioned by Australia's intelligence agency in June, saying an investigation was still underway, but said that there was some activity by the country's intelligence agency. The raids were revealed by China's foreign ministry last week in the wake of two Australian journalists departing China after questioning by Chinese police. Australia's trade minister said Friday the agencies acted on evidence related to a foreign interference investigation. On Saturday, China's state media condemned those raids. The relations between Australia and its top trading partner, China, have been deteriorating gradually over the recent years and have soured further this year after the Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus. That angered Beijing. China has imposed trade restrictions on products, including barley and wine, prompting Australia to tighten national security tests for foreign investment. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.